Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hi, hello, welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, post-nuclear podcast. I'm your host, Vince.
And I'm your mega overlord, Olive.
How are you, pal? How are you, friend? What is new? How have you been?
I'm doing better than I have been, believe it or not.
Really? Tell us.
I've been feeling a lot better recently. I've been, like, my sleep's been a lot better, my emotional state's been a lot better, and I think it's because I changed my medicine rotation a little bit. So I'm feeling a lot more stable than I have in the recent months. So that's good for me.
Yes.
Other than that, not much is going on. Working on school, working on D&D stuff, so that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite excited about the D&D.
Yo, we're Red Squad today.
Yo, good shit. How's tabletop coming?
Funny you should mention that.
Really?
We'll talk about it later in the show.
Cool.
But how are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. There was a COVID outbreak at where I work.
You know what? Me too, except it's not where I work, but it was where my one friend works and another friend of hers works. So I'm like a third degree person away to like a COVID outbreak. So I've been kind of like walking on eggshells, worrying about my friends, and it's been kind of rough.
Yeah. A girl I work with has the Rona. She can't smell or taste anything, and shut my job down for 2 to 3 weeks. But she has to get diagnosed with it first, even though she can't smell or taste anything. So
it's only a matter of time till she gets someone to sign on the dotted line for that.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll get a fucking 2-week vacation paid for, get to sit at home.
You should probably get tested.
I probably should. There's a few other people that have to get tested, and depending on if the other people get tested and have it, I'll go get tested. Because I don't work directly with her, but she's just, like, in the same building.
Right.
This country doesn't know what it's fucking doing. But we do have a president now.
Well, we had a president before, but it was more like a clown. We'll have a president that I can hate the normal amount.
Yeah. Bush Light. Yeah. So,
dude, I can't tell you how excited I am to hate the president just a normal amount.
Yeah, I know. I know. And me as an fucking political person, I felt like I had to vote. I don't want to talk about politics. It's been fucking consuming everybody's lives for the past.
Yeah, it's been pretty miserable.
Yeah. So I'm here. If I get 2 weeks off, I'm not committing to this, but I would like to at least try to write a new nuclear family.
Oh, don't you have an idea on the block about that?
I have like 4 different directions I want to take it, and I just don't know which way I want to take it. But yeah, I have some ideas. I'm not committing to it, but I'm saying if I get hit with the inspiration of me sitting at home doing nothing, because it's not like I don't have other shit to do. I'm looking at this giant pile of shit in my room that has to get taken care of. But. Yeah, dude, I don't fucking know. It's just, I saw your mom today.
Oh yeah, how is she?
She's well.
I should probably give her a call.
You probably should. Yeah, it was just raining today, so I went and sat at a train station and kind of watched the rain. It was nice.
Yeah, it's nice and cold right now. I have my windows open.
I have my window open, but it's not
chilling. You can probably, I don't know, Vince crops these, but You can see my nice new curtains and the open window.
Fucking look at them curtains.
I love my new curtains. You're it means a curtain. I get to sleep during the day now.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I mean, sure.
Because now I can just, like, close my... Because they're black curtains, so I can just close my blinds and sleep at, like, 2 in the afternoon if I need a nap after my first round of work.
How's the plant doing?
Oh, Nina, she's doing great. Big she's Nina. Really sprouted up.
Really?
Yeah, I just reorganized the leaves. Hold on.
You reorganized the leaves?
Yeah. So... A little bit lopsided, so this is the big side, this is the little side. So I'm trying to, like, I rotated, so hopefully we get growth in this sector over here. And some of the leaves were all, like, twisted up on each other, so I kind of organized them.
I've never looked at a plant and been like, I can take care of you. I've always looked at a plant and been like, that looks like work.
This is my child. Also, I got some crystals in here that I got from a witch shop. So hopefully those crystals are giving some magic energy to this baby. I will leave her here, though.
I'm going to make sure I crop her out now.
Not without getting rid of this.
Before we get into anything, we have to thank some people.
Yo, we gotta thank some folks for being patrons of us.
Being great folks.
Great folks. Great strokes. Patreon. Maybe cut that. Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you for supporting our show since the get-go. Next up is... Gage twice.
Thank you, Gage. Once for the Patreon, another time for the Discord. I've been streaming Minecraft a lot lately, and
I streamed some Minecraft today, and some Final Fantasy.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. It was during your bedtime.
Oh, good. Bedtime's my favorite time, next to breakfast time. But yeah, Gage helps out. We stream to each other now so we can see each other, get a little more genuine reaction out of each other. Thank you, Gage, twice. Once for the Patreon, once for the Discord.
Another thank that we have to deliver is to Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y. Tomorrow we are having game night because of Gage and because of Jordan. And
what's on the game platter?
I have no clue, but I'm super fucking excited. It's another reason to join Discord. I'm super excited because I'm actually going to be home for it. I'm going to be ready. Kyle might make a guest appearance.
I might make a guest appearance.
Yeah, but... Kyle.
Yeah, he is our special guest basically at all times.
Papa.
Papa Kyle. Where was I?
After Jordan with
Jordan with a Y. Then it's Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Then Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And the illustrious magical Bones Jones.
Thank you, Bones Jones.
Thank you for joining us in the stream the other night, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about fake Pokemon for a little while.
Yeah. I swear we're not bad people.
So, anything you want to say before we get into the lore?
Do you want to tell the folks about our upcoming lore series that starts today?
Okay. So, this is what we're going to do. We are going to do a series. We just got done doing all the protagonists. Now we're going to do all the antagonists, starting from the first game, going all the way to 4. The only thing is, there is going to be some overlap once you get kind of down the road of who is the bad guy? And we've already done Frank Horgan, so we'll find something for the next game. But this one, we are going with the OG. The bad guy. The man behind the super mutants. We are going with the Master.
Yeah. I'm excited to learn more about the Master because I still haven't finished Fallout 1. Ha.
So we're going to go right. We're just going to... You good? Do you want to jump right in?
Unless you have anything to do beforehand.
No. I'm going to go. Before we get into that, I meant to say we're in the fucking newest generation of gaming.
Oh yeah, the PlayStation just came out.
The Xbox came out Tuesday. By the time this comes out, the PlayStation will be out. Let us know what you think, because I don't know when I'm going
to
get one.
Yeah, I'm too poor to get one right now, so we'll have to see. Yeah. Also, I don't have any games out right now that would make me want to get one.
The Xbox just announced that you could play Steam games on fucking Xbox.
No shit, how?
I don't know. My brother sent me a text quick, and he's like, hey, let me
forward
read
me
you.
That text, please.
Let me read. What'd you say?
Forward me that text,
oh, I
thought
you said vor me. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
No.
Xbox Series X Windows mode. As the name suggests, players will be able to boot up the console to run Windows 10 application. The mode will effectively transform the console into a PC. So, maybe he's just looking into it too much, but he said you might be able to run Steam games on it.
If that is the case, that's crazy.
I'm getting an Xbox. Like, if that's the case, I'm getting an Xbox.
Yeah, honestly, like, do you know how amazingly convenient that is for me? If I were to get an Xbox and, like, have that downstairs in my media, like, station,
yeah,
I would be able to stream games at full, like, 4K resolution from my rig up here to the Xbox with zero latency.
Yep.
Because, like, this baby over here, she can do anything that I want at this point, so just having a dedicated box to be able to stream that stuff at, like, no, like I said, like, no latency, that's really, really cool. Because yeah. I got, like, this little Steam box during, like, last Black Friday.
Yeah, I just found mine.
Yeah, I got mine for, like, $20 or something. Or, like,
no, I think
the
box was $1 and the controller was, like, $20.
Yeah. It was, like, some kind of massive deal. And yeah. That's cool and all, but it's not the same as, like, running it on hardware that's, like, meant for it.
Yeah.
And that was even in the, that was especially in the early day of like low latency game streaming. Things are getting so much better now. I mean, Stadia is kind of a disaster, but with Xbox Game Pass, there's also what's that other one? It's like Moonlight, I think, can do, or like Shadow Cast or whatever. There's a bunch of edgy names for all those game streaming services, but doing it basically real time is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I really want to get a PlayStation then?
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of at.
Like, what's...
I know.
What's the point except Kingdom Hearts being injected into my bloodstream and the Ratchet & Clank game, which looks dope.
Yeah, but it's like, here's this dope-ass game. Like, I was playing my brother as a one, and his friend gave him... he gave him, like, his Game Pass or whatever. Like, he did some thing where, like, they can both play. And
it's like sharing Netflix.
Kind of, yeah. And I was playing the Master Chief Collection, like, trying not to cry, playing fucking Halo 3 again, like, online.
That's so cool.
And, like, Skate 3 is on there. And I fucking love the Skate games. What's up?
A Verge article that just got posted says,
who's the author?
Hold on. I was just reading the title, but let me see. It was posted by Kame Gatenberg on The Verge, and it says, please do not blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X.
Yeah, I saw that. People were trying to say that the Xbox was, like, breaking down and shit.
This is goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah. So you want to get into this lore?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so like I said, we're doing all the antagonists going from Fallout 1 forward. Who do you think the antagonist of 76 is?
Bethesda Software.
Okay, you made the joke. I didn't. Thank you. So we're going to do all of them. We're going to go from 1 forward. And this is, we're going to start with the OG, the endgame boss, the Master. The Master of the Super Mutants, and this is all off of fallout.fandom.com. And for the protagonist-antagonist, I like to read right from the wiki so I don't leave anything out. The Master of the Super Mutants was the founder and leader of the Unity, a mutant-led organization dedicated to the transhumanist transformation of mankind in post-nuclear California. By the time he was encountered by the Vault Dweller, the Master was a hybridized amalgam of several dozen humans and other mutants, as well as the cathedral's computer network, speaking in multiple voices and switching between them on the fly. The Master's end goal was to create a new race of humanity using FEV, one that could thrive in the post-apocalyptic conditions of the world, and to rid humanity of its differences and reasons of waging war. The Master's race of mutants would be dubbed super mutants. Colloquially, that's a fun word, by most, and would become a permanent presence throughout California and neighboring areas, and a long-lasting reminder of the Master's attempt to reform humanity. Alternative names include the Master's birth name, Richard Monroe, the pseudonym adopted after his exile.
That's Morrow.
Sorry?
That's Morrow.
Richard Morrow? You wouldn't say Moreau?
Yeah, it sounded like you said Monroe.
Did I?
I think it doesn't really matter. But I actually have I know a fun fact about his namesake.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it later.
So Richard, how would you say it then?
Moreau or
okay, yeah. Richard Moreau, the pseudonym adopted after his exile from Vault 8, Richard Gray, and a variety of names used to refer to him, including Holy Flame, Dark God, Father Hope, and a few others. The Master is the antagonist of Fallout. Encountered at the cathedral, destroying him is required to eliminate the mutant threat. Although, meeting the Master in person is entirely optional.
I didn't know that.
He is voiced by Jim Cummings and Kathleen Sudeis? Jim Cummings does Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear is the Master?
So, like, if every time I hear the Master, he's like, your choice is to join Unity. Will you join us or die? Join us, die, join us, die. Or it's fucking whatever. All I think is, oh, bother, like the whole time. So, the origins of Richard Maru, he was born before the Great War, and little is known about his past except for the fact that he was one of the lucky few who found shelter in Vault 8. During the Great War, 1 year after the Vault opened, in 2092, Moreau had the dubious distinction of being one of the first dwellers to be exiled. The accusation was murder, though the circumstances are unknown.
Murder?
What?
Murder?
You're cutting out heavy.
Murder?
Moreau changed his last name to Gray and headed south towards the coast. He eventually reached the newly found hub, more than 400 miles to the south, and established himself as a doctor there. But that's not in-game? Non-game one. What does that mean? Let's see what that means. Oh, that's in the Bible. That's in the Fallout Bible. Mm-hmm. He became popular, especially with one of the caravan masters by the name of Harold, who considered him a brilliant doctor and philosopher. His story could have ended there if it wasn't for the ill-fated expedition to the Mariposa military base. Undertaken by himself, Harold, Francine, Mark, and a handful of others in 2102... On June 23rd, the party was attacked by mutants inhabiting the base and suffered further casualties while breaking in. In the base's center, Harold and Gray were suddenly struck by a mechanical crane. Harold was only injured and managed to escape, but Gray was knocked into one of the vats of goo. His wounded state combined with the extreme long-term exposure to the FEV precipitated his transformation into the horribly mutated mass known as the Master. After he regained consciousness and dragged himself from the vats, he continued to mutate in the week-long immersion. The mutation eventually stabilized enough for him to notice his greatly increased mental capacity, capable of reasoning the most complex of
Philosophical,
thank you. Philosophical questions. He began experimenting on animals, infesting the military base by exposing them to the virus. When he dipped a rat and a dog into the virus at the same time, the resulting fusion inspired him to begin formulating a philosophy of unification, laying the groundwork for the unity. However, experiments were frustrated by a lack of subjects or understanding of the virus. In December of 2102, following a series of directed mutations by injecting doses of the virus into various areas of his mutated body, Gray gained the ability to neurolink with computers, allowing him to access the base's databanks. Aided by the data, he began experiments on humans who strayed into the facilities without much luck. Finally, January of 2103, he finally isolated radiation exposure as a critical factor affecting transformation success. The first successful super mutant was assimilated by Gray as a fellow mind, creating the Master's Hive Mind. The Master Hive Mind. The unity began in earnest as the Master began to gather test subjects from local human communities. The process was slow and hampered by their scarcity, but over the next 30 years, he built up a small force of super mutants until the Great Winter of 2130 convinced the Master that this is no longer feasible. In 2131, the Master decided to focus on acquiring subjects from caravans that crossed the wasteland in ever-increasing numbers. The human settlements were oblivious to the true nature of the raids, blaming them on wasteland monsters. Their ignorance allowed the army to grow tremendously. By 2137, there were enough super mutants to sustain mass production. While the success rate was between 15 to 20%, with half going to join the Master's army, it grew rapidly into a potent military force. The resulting army was named Unity by the Master, becoming the foundation of his vision for humanity and the world. The next 15 years, the Unity would expand over New California, striking from the shadows. The Cathedral. In 2152, the Master enlisted the aid of Morpheus and his doomsday cultists. Okay, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Just a little background. Morpheus is just the leader of the children of the cathedral who had a, what do you call it? Cult ahead of time.
Is he red or blue pilling?
In 2152, the Master enlisted the aid of Morpheus and his doomsday cultists. Realizing the benefits of retaining unaltered humans in his service to act as spies throughout the region, the Master recruited Morpheus's cult into his service, thereby expanding his power and thus creating the children to act as the Unity's public face as well as maintain scarcity. Just 3 years later, in 2155, the Unity experienced a breakthrough in its operations. After apprehending a caravan of vault dwellers from the Los Angeles Vault, a vault prototype, the Master transferred his command along with his immense and pervasive body to the vault and ordered Morpheus's cult to renovate the building above the vault, establishing the cathedral and its children. The cult became known as the Children of the Cathedral and continued to be led by Morpheus, who reported directly to the Master. The cathedral was guarded by Nightkin, which were supermune elite troops equipped with Stealth Boy technology. The vault itself provided a wealth of information to the Master and the Unity most importantly, the locations of other vaults. Super mutants began searching the suspected locations, gathering prime subjects for the super mutant conversion. Not all operations were successful. The detachment, sent to investigate Bakersfield and Vault 12 would end up engaging the ghouls living amongst the ruins, with fighting only ceasing when Set brokered a ceasefire, explaining that ghouls were what remained of Vault 12. A garrison was left behind to ensure Set's cooperation and apprehended the occasional human passing through. I think this shit is so fucking neat.
It's so well thought out.
Yeah. So this goes into the Master's destruction. The steady expansion of the Unity operations and preparation for the attack on New California, spearheaded by the children of the Cathedral, seemed impossible to prevent. However, the Master did not account for the Vault Dwellers' interference, who managed to uncover the plan while retrieving a water chip for Vault 13. Surprised into action by Overseer Jorsarin, still not sure how to say this man's name, on March 3rd.
Yeah, we still haven't figured out how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, Jacarin.
After all this time.
Jorsarin. The Overseer.
Jacorin.
Jacorin. Jacoby. On March 3rd of 2162, he infiltrated the cathedral and destroyed it with a nuclear weapon, killing the Master. The Unity retaliated by attacking Necropolis?
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand why. Trying to locate the Vault Dweller, but it was too late. On April 20th, less than 2 months after the death of the Master, the Dweller delivered the killing blow to the Unity by destroying the Mariposa military base. Although he disappeared into the wasteland, the Brotherhood of Steel picked up where he left off, driving the super mutants away with minimal loss of life on both sides of the conflict, establishing itself as a major power in the wasteland, but wisely remaining out of the power structure. Surviving, super mutants would attempt to integrate into society or find a new life for themselves, with one of the most notable attempts being Broken Hills, founded by Marcus and Paladin Jacob in 2185, a place where regular and mutated humans could live side by side. Yet other groups migrated away from New California, north and east, looking for places to settle. The original idea for Hoover Dam was that it was a mutant settlement.
Huh.
In what was supposed to be Fallout 3, that was Van Buren.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Kaisar is in it. Or at least the ending of 3 would bring in Kaisar. But Joshua Graham is in it to an extent, and I think so is Ulysses. And
so, but obviously it's a very different game than what we got.
Oh yeah. Someone's remaking Van Buren from like the assets that they have, and the story that they know about,
like in 2D.
Yeah. Like in that like 2D, 3D turn-based style, like someone's trying to remake like it's isometric and shit.
That's really cool. And probably going to be DMCA takedown.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand IP law, because if they're putting it out for free, I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
Like, the game never came out.
We'll have to see.
Like, it's not a real, like, it's a quote-unquote not a real game.
Yeah.
But, I'm not saying that the guy is making is not real. I'm saying that the Van Buren
the
never
original,
came out. The original Fallout 3 never came out. So, the Unity itself... The Master is the creator and the leader of the super mutants. He's also the mastermind behind the Unity, the aim of which is to turn every human into super mutant by means of FEV or by force if necessary. He claims that those who cannot be mutated by the virus, as well as those who choose not to be, will be allowed to live provided they submit themselves to sterilization. Those that resist the Unity outright will be executed for trying to stand in the way of the Master's progress. In theory, the Unity is for humanity's own good, as super mutants are better adapted to live in a post-nuclear wasteland. Also, according to the Master, turning all living beings into one single race would finally eliminate the differences and the human facilities. that ultimately brought about nuclear war. However, the Master is unaware of the fatal flaw in his plan. All super mutants are sterile. The Vault Dweller can help Vree, a scientist of the Brotherhood of Steel, come to this conclusion, and later use this information to convince the Master that his endeavor has no chance of success, or, if they decide to join the Unity, ending will show the Vault Dweller being turned into a super mutant, and then show the Vault 13 residents being killed by super mutants. This ending is non-canon, however, because of Fallout 2. A little bit of the legacy of the Master. Several mutants led the armies after the fall of the Master. Remnants of the Master's armies, such as those led by Tabitha, were found to relocate to inhospitable regions such as Black Mountain. However, despite their lacking numbers and remote locale, they still found to pose a threat to the populace of the Mojave Wasteland due to frequent and brutal attacks carried out against travelers. In his attempt to become the master of all humanity, the Master tried to create guardians through gene splicing, but was stopped by the Vault Dweller before he could complete his plans. However, some of his creations had outlived him and continued to roam the wasteland. These abominations included centaurs and floaters, which are often found together, as though they feel some sort of kinship for one another. Alrighty.
This is very big lore.
Yeah. The Master's traits, powers, and abilities. The Master began life as an intelligent? I don't like the way that's written. As a sophisticate, but otherwise an ordinary human. It was until... That really fucking bothers me. As an intelligent. Really? Yeah, that's like an adjective. Like
as an intelligent being?
Like, it just says, the Master began his life as an intelligent... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fucking... The Master began his life as an intelligent, but otherwise ordinary human.
Got you. That's how it flows.
Yeah, but I read it as just as an intelligent. As an intelligent, but otherwise ordinary human. It wasn't until the expedition into Mariposa that he began to evolve. Randomly at first, but then modifying himself with additional doses of the FEV. The virus increased his naturally high intelligence over time. And then he later fused with robotics. Although humans found his appearance repulsive, the evolution provided a countermeasure. It increased the Master's natural charisma and unlocked his latest psionic talent. His latent psionic talent. Already gifted with a silver tongue, Moreau became able to persuade others with impeccable reason, logic, and in-depth understanding of psychology. Utilizing both the master rallied an army of how would you say that word?
Wait, which word?
Psychophallians? Rallied an army.
Sycophantically.
Utilizing.
Would you like a definition?
Sure.
Sycophantically, a person who uses flattery to win favor over individuals wielding influence. And it's based on the word sycophant.
Cool. Utilizing both, the Master rallied an army of sycophantically devoted humans and super mutants.
Close enough.
What? How did I say it?
Wrongly, but close enough.
Well, how do you say it?
Sycophantically.
Say it again.
Sycophantically.
Utilizing both.
That word should be banned.
I like this word a lot, though. Utilizing both, the Master rallied an army of sycophantically devoted humans and super mutant followers around him. A few capable of withstanding the strength of his argument would have to concede in the face of the argument of strength, his growing army of super mutants made possible by resolving the problem of pre-war FEV. However, It is with the psychic powers that were most were the most powerful asset to the that the master had. Long-term exposure to the FEV gave him the ability to penetrate the mental defenses of others, preying on their greatest fears and breaking them. His control over them was limited, and those members of the Unity or the Children were granted an audience with him, were required to wear psychic nullifiers to pass through the corridor of
Revulsion? Yeah.
Psychic projection that extreme...
This lore wow. gets so fucking deep, dude.
Yeah, holy shit. The passive psychic fields he generated, otherwise they risked physical damage. Finally, the master was integrated into the Los Angeles vault ever since the move from Mariposa. As the biomass and the numbers of humans and mutants he assimilated increased, the master integrated himself into the vault with the tendrils spreading throughout the facility and burrowing themselves into the underlying technology. By the time the vault dweller arrived, the interior of the vault was dotted with human appendages, extensions of the master's growing body. The most stunning display was, of course, the overseer's chambers, where he grew into the command chair. However, the master neglected to distribute his nervous system in a similar way, and the primary brain was still located within the body that assimilated the post and the vault's main computer.
This is fucking insane.
Yeah.
The writing for the original game yeah. was something else.
Fallout 1's writing is incredible. Like, it's so...
It's art.
It's so bleak. It's so dark. It's just...
It's so detailed.
Yeah, it's just so fucking...
Can I share a little fun fact?
Or sure.
At least I think it's a fun fact.
Sure, sure, sure.
So his name was Richard Moreau. And though it's not listed on this page, there is a book that was released in the 1896 science fiction by H.G. Wells. It is called The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, is it based on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his namesake is based on that, because Dr. Moreau is a mad scientist who creates human hybrid beings with animals.
No so, fucking way.
I think that that should be in the fun fact section of this wiki. But
there is no notes section.
Hmm?
Well, there is a note section, but yeah.
I would bet, if I were a betting gal, I would bet that that was the namesake for the master.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, doing mutations, it's kind of the master's gig.
Yeah. There's a thing here on, in the, like, the art section. I might put it on screen.
There... Oh, wait, in behind the scenes, there's a thing.
All right,
the master's true name. All right, we'll get to that.
Cause I'm gonna go to that next, but I'm gonna put it on screen. It'll be on screen now. This is what originally 76 was like supposed to be. It was like a Fallout MMO that Bethesda wound up suing over, and they won. I'm pretty sure. And there is a TV that says, please stand by. You'll see it on screen. And there's these like photographs. And there's like a vault dweller guide or something and a gun on a table. And in the desk is carved The Master Lives. And then under it is Harold with like a heart next to it. But this I remember was like the teaser trailer. It says free range Brahmin. There's a Nuka. Like how to eat rat.
Where
is
this? I don't see this.
It's at the bottom of the wiki. Like where all the art is.
Oh, yo. The Master Lives.
Yeah, that was supposed to be... That was supposed to be, like, Project V13, I'm pretty sure.
No shit.
Yeah. But to the notes, real quick. He has four voices, the master. One robotic, two male, and one calm, one angry, and a female one. Harold speaks of him fondly and seems to have enjoyed him as a friend and seems sad about what had happened to him in Mariposa. In Fallout 3, Harold states that he remembers a friend who fell into the FEV vats at Mariposa, but does not explicitly state any names.
And that was more of like a nod from Bethesda.
Fallout New Vegas, the Master is mentioned by several characters, Tabitha and Rhonda, the two hosts of Blackbound Radio, Lily Bone and Marcus, along with some of the fellow super mutants and Nightkin in Jacobstown, Davison, leader of a small band of Nightkin in the Mojave Wasteland. Calamith Bob mentions that mean son of a bitch is a Master's, is of the Master's army. The Lonesome Drifter mentions the Master and the Unity in his song Home on the Wastes. Dog God, Dean Domino, and Elijah reference him in the Sierra Madre. And I remember
the
recently,
Sierra Madre has got pretty deep story, and I want to go back and reanalyze it.
I wish I could I wish I could just have like as a ringtone.
The hard part isn't finding it. The hard part is letting go.
Like I wish that wasn't long. Like I wish I could. Mm-hmm. I just love that.
I'll play it at your funeral.
Please. Brotherhood of Steel. There's a reference to him during one of the dialogues in the Secret Vault. And in Project V13, the webpage introduction, the phrase "The Master lives" is scratched into the desk. So I was kind of right.
So I didn't even scroll down. I just kind of went off on my own wiki journey. But on the wiki, it does say, in Fallout 2, the Master's true name is revealed to be Richard Moreau. This may be a nod to the 1896 science fiction novel, The Island of Dr. Moreau, about a scientist who conducts bizarre and cruel experiments on animals he has imported in an attempt to create sapient beings out of them.
Cool.
I was right.
Look at you with your big fucking brain and shit.
So, is that all that we got on this Master?
I believe so, unless you want to say anything else.
No, but he does have some pretty hard quotes.
Oh, yeah, let me hear.
So what shall it be? Do you join the Unity, or do you die here? Join, die.
Hold on, we have to read them together, because he speaks in two voices.
Do you want to do one?
Yeah, we have to read them together, because he has two male voices, a female voice, and a robot voice.
All right, do you want to do the one that starts with excellent next?
You want to count it in?
Sure, on go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Excellent. Your talents will be useful. But first, you must tell me everything. Vault.
See,
I fucked it up.
We want to read it at different speeds.
Yeah, I know.
Our
flow is different.
Let's do so what shall it be together.
Okay.
You ready?
So,
wait, you're going to count it in?
All right, yeah, on go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
So what shall it be?
Shall it be?
Do you join the Unity? Or do you die here?
Die here.
Join.
Join. Die.
Join.
Join. Die.
Cool. Let's do one more.
All right, and you can always make editing magic happen. Do I do the destroy me one?
I actually want to do this one. Of course mutants are best equipped to deal with the world today. Who else? The ghouls? Please. Normals? That one.
Okay, cool. Let's do that one.
All right. Count it in.
All right. On go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Of course mutants are best equipped to deal with the world today.
Who else?
The ghouls? Please.
Please.
Normals? They brought nuclear death to all
to
of us.
This will be the age of mutants.
Mutants!
This is either going to be...
You can make that work.
I fucked up the one line. All right. Master's fucking super tight. I wanted to talk to him for a long anus time, and now we did.
Super tight.
Bob it a boop, skip it a cream, let's skip it over, Orange Dreamsicle. I don't know.
I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
So we are done with lore. We've been recording for an hour. Holy fuck, that's a lot of editing I'm gonna have to do.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you knew what I've been up to recently.
I don't care.
That's fair, but I think that we're going to have to do a segment to find out. So, welcome to the stage me in the hit segment, What's Olive Up To? Let me pull up my questions.
How many questions?
Hold on.
Okay. What am I playing for? Who am I playing for?
Hold on. All the models. All right, so for those of you who don't know, this is a segment where we talk about things that interest me. Kyle and Vince got Kyle and Vince like stuff, and I get just a segment. So, no shade, but I'm going to ask Vince 5 questions about things that I'm up to and see if he can guess. And if he guesses all of them right, he gets a pat on the back.
Okay.
And I get to basically edit this entire section, so that's a gift in and of itself.
Wait, you're editing this whole section?
I'm editing the game show stuff, remember?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I could stop after lore, thank Christ.
So what's all up to question 1? I'm up to Final Fantasy 14. Olive can't get enough of FFXIV. She has even been working on multiple classes at the same time. Which class is not a real job in Final Fantasy 14? Your choices are Machinist, White Knight, Samurai, and Dancer.
I really want White Knight to be fake. But I can kind of see Dancer being fake. I'm also trying to watch her face. Because you have pretty obvious tells.
I've got pretty obvious tells.
What'd you say, Samurai?
Your choices are Machinist, White Knight, Samurai, and Dancer.
So knowing you, it's either going to be B or D. Just because I know how your patterns are.
You don't know my patterns. You don't know me.
I want to say it's White Knight, because you brought up red pilling before, so I feel like White Knight is just on your mind if you brought up red pills.
You are correct.
I knew it.
What would be a White Knight is actually called Paladin.
Okay.
So Machinist is a real thing. They're a gun builder class. Samurai is a sword person. And Dancer does cool magic dancing, which is a super fun class to play.
Cool.
So, question number 2. D&D.
Yeah.
Olive has been writing again for D&D world.
It's so weird to hear you say it in third person.
I know. It's just a little thing I'm doing.
Okay.
Because I'm a psychopath. How many campaigns have been played in her world of Cattrall?
Oh, eat my ass. That's fucking...
These questions are not always fair. And you know that.
And, okay, hold on. Her world?
Her world? My world.
Who fucking... Who laid that groundwork?
Hold up.
That motherfucking groundwork?
You laid the first 2 bricks. You did. 2 bricks.
This is a union job. I get paid just as much.
So your choices are 5, 3, 4, or 6.
6.
You're correct.
Yeah, I know.
So there was the original campaign, seasons 1 through 3 of my school campaign. One of them I hosted while in Croatia. One I hosted for my parents. And one that I started recently but never finished.
You hosted one? You played D&D with your parents?
I think we did 2 episodes.
Really?
Just because, yeah, I basically made them because I wanted to show them what made me happy.
Mm. How do you think they took it? How do you think your dad took it?
I mean, he was mostly goofing the entire time, but it's what I expected. It was pretty fun. The next thing I'm up to is... Atomic Tabletop.
Yeah?
How many days has it been since we released an episode? Your choices are 32, 45, 89, or 63. Don't do the math, just give me 63. Whatever feels right. You're incorrect. It is 89.
Hold on. Are you fucking kidding me?
The last episode went out on August 14th.
Oh my god, you have to be fucking kidding me.
It's been a hard mating season for bird person.
It's like a fourth of a year, dude.
The next thing Olive's up to is Minecraft.
Wait, how deep into it are you? How deep into the edit are you?
I mean, I've got most of the ums and uhs taken out. It's just a matter of, like, the actual polish.
When do you think it'll be out?
When I'm done this semester, I'll when have is a better that? Idea. In, like, 2 weeks.
Hold on. I'm so hungry. It's 103 days, bucko!
Sue me. Minecraft. We all love that wacky block game. Which one of the following Mojang employees is not a developer of the game? Your choices are Jasper Jappa Bostra, Eric Grum Bros, Nathan Dinnerbone Adams, or Andy Needsmore Cleaver Hill.
Can you say them again?
Sure. Do you just want their handles or do you want their full names?
The full thing.
Jasper Jappa Bostra, Eric Grum Bros, Nathan Dinnerbone Adams, or Andy Needsmore Cleaver Hill. Which of them is not a developer on the game?
I know Jasper's a developer. Because I looked up something about, there was, when I booted up Minecraft, it was like, somebody has nice hair too. And I was like, what the fuck? And it was like, Jasper, and I think Eric. Did you say an Eric?
Yes, there is an Eric Grum Bros.
So those two I think are real. Dinnerbone sounds like some dumb shit you would say. And Needsmore Cleaver just sounds like, Dinnerbone.
Dinnerbone is actually the primary developer.
Really?
Jasper Jappa Bostra is a graphic artist. The other three are programmers.
Oh, so they all do work for Mojang.
Yeah, they all work for Mojang.
Oh, okay, alright, well, okay. I knew that Jasper worked there. I thought it was a name you made up. Okay, alright.
No. I was going to do that, but then I was like, I have a list of all these lovely names that I just want to say out loud on my podcast. Okay. So I did want to stack the cards there for me.
I assume that everybody was a developer.
Jasper is a graphic artist.
No, I mean, I know that now, but I assume that the list you were reading, I assume one of them was fake.
Mm-hmm. Grum, Dinnerbone, and Needsmore Cleaver are developers. Dinnerbone does like some of the main development right next to Jep.
Cool.
So the last thing that I'm up to is Netflix. Olive is always on a media binge. What show is she binging now? Your choices are BoJack Horseman, Schitt's Creek, Unsolved Mysteries, or Madam Secretary.
I know it's not BoJack because you would have told me.
Yep. I'll give you a freebie.
Because I fucking love BoJack. And you should fucking watch BoJack.
It recently came up on my recommendations again.
You should fucking watch it. It's the first time I've ever seen an asexual character in media. The second time being, what is Space New Vegas? What the fuck?
Space New Vegas. Havari Cheese. Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds. Havari Cheese. She's the best fucking character. What was the other two? Unsolved Mysteries?
Unsolved Mysteries, Schitt's Creek, and Madam Secretary.
Schitt's Creek seems like something you would watch. Schitt's Creek kind of reminds me of, like, a version of New Girl, which, go fucking watch New Girl.
New Girl's fucking awesome.
Oh,
dude.
New Girl fucking rocks, dude. I fucking love New Girl.
High School U is so Nick.
You think so?
A little bit.
Why?
We can have this discussion later.
Okay. Who am I now?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just want to be Zooey Deschanel.
I love her. I love her. I want to hold her. I want to go on a romantic vacation to Vermont in the fall with her. Like a 3-day weekend. It's kind of like...
That's kind of where my inspiration is for my hair choice right now. Is
really?
Doing like the bangs and the kind of long brown hair. So I'm growing my hair out for that.
She's fucking... I love her. I love her.
She's just so cute. She seems so nice.
Yeah, like she just seems like such a sweetheart. Hey, your girl!
Your answer?
Madam President.
Close enough. It is Madam Secretary.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Strong female lead, you're all over that.
I'm all over that. And actually, it's a really cool show. I was watching it just to... distract myself from the election, and I had seen a few episodes back when I lived at my old house. My roommates were watching it, and it's a really interesting show, and I've kind of learned a lot about the internal workings of the State Department, so that's kind of neat.
Congratulations. It took fiction for you to learn about how our government works and not our public schooling system.
Of course, because I did go to public school.
You went to public high school, but we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
What I win?
So those are all of the things that I'm up to. You win nothing. You get nothing.
You drank the fizzy lifting.
You drank the fizzy lifting drink.
That's a great movie.
Maybe next time, but you did get some wrong. If you sweep the competition next time, you will get your pat on the back.
Oh. Okay.
I'm tired.
Me too.
I'm so fucking tired.
Shane Ivers?
Oh, that guy. I love that guy.
Good man.
He came to my birthday party and spit in my punch bowl. I'm just kidding. He didn't do any of those things, but he did write the intro music to our podcast. That's Feather Duster.
Shane Ivers is a saint.
He's a saint. Saint Ivers. If you want to get his music, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell them about the internet.
Social media. Me, Olive Show. Link below. Check us out on YouTube.
Join our Discord. It's the premier way to interact with us.
Yeah. Discord, jump in. We have game nights on Thursdays. Right now it looks like every other Thursdays.
Vince and I stream at inopportune times throughout the day.
I'll stream an hour before bedtime. And I play Minecraft. You've been playing some shit. Minecraft.
Earlier I streamed me doing a couple dungeons on Final Fantasy.
Tight.
I'm leveling my Astrologian if anyone's interested.
You want to play WoW again?
The cards.
You want to play WoW again?
Not in the slightest.
Kind of have the urge to play WoW again.
Well, Final Fantasy is literally half the price and 30 times better.
Okay. Twitter below. Discord below. Check us out on YouTube. Redbubble's there. You can throw us a couple bucks if you want to buy a shirt, a hat, a duvet. I don't think they have hats. A shirt, a duvet, a clock, a block.
What do you got here?
Yeah. This is custom. This I didn't get off Redbubble. This is embroidered. Like, it's not like a screen print. Like, I went to a person to do this.
As Vince malfunctions, you can find everything that's important about us in the description below.
Thank you, Patreon.
Thank you, Patreon, again, for giving us support for this show in a monetary way. We have our podcasting fees paid for this year because of you guys.
And my chair.
And we got Vince a chair, so his posture isn't broken.
My rap name's Young Lumbar Support.
Yo, me too. All right. Got this little... Mine comes with a little pillow on it.
Dude, mine has like a vibrator.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I don't have the cushion on the back because I didn't like the way it felt. Absolutely. But like... It had a little, like, back cushion, like a lumbar cushion, and you can plug it in with a USB, and it...
That's crazy. Mine doesn't have that. Mine's just a pillow-ass pillow.
Yeah, and, like, I got it, and I was like, I don't... This... I didn't... What is this? I didn't sign up for this. It's over there. I don't use it, so.
You should send it to me.
No. No, you got a little too excited about when I brought it up, so I'm not going to do that. We have to go now.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle. Atomic Radio Hour
Podcast. A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.